Going on in terms of the elements of Kavod Beis HaKnesses that are incumbent on the Gavra, the Rambam says, Hayel Beis HaKnesses Ol Beis HaMedrash. Remember the integration of Beis HaKnesses and Beis Medrash. Shnei Psachim Lo Yasenu Kapendri Kedei Sheikanes V'Pesach Zeh V'Yetzei V'Pesach Shekenegdo L'Kari of Haderach. So you can't use it as a shortcut if you know it has entrances on both sides. Also, the Kanes Bahem El L'Dvar Mitzvah. These places are Mukdash U'Muktza L'Dvar Mitzvah, so you can't be used as a shortcut. Now, what's really fascinating about this is that the Kesef Mishnah points out, again, number one, Beis Knesset, Beis Medrash, we've had that diuk many times in the Perek. The Kesef Mishnah points out is that according to Rav Nachman Bar Yaakov, quoted in the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, Amr of Nachman Bar Yaakov, Anichas Beis HaKnesses, Shalom Anas Lasozo Kependria, Mutal Lasozo Kependria, Velo Yadati, says the Kesef Mishnah, Lama Hishmit Rabbeinu Kolzeh, Dehasam Lekaman Depaligalayu. Nobody disputes the din of the Amora of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says, Mefurash, that if you don't go in with the intention of making it a Kependria, then you're allowed to use it as a Kependria, Behem Sheikh. So he doesn't know why the Rambam omitted it. But then he suggests the following, and he notes that the Gemara in Masechta Megillah, just two pages earlier, Amar Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, Miyamai lo asisi kapendria lebeis haknesses, umash madahainu bahani gavne deshari, dilav hachi mai ribuse, v'chein chatsu peskei katosos. Okay, so what's really interesting is that there's a whole sugya there in Megillah, b'meharach deyamim, and Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua, one of the five elite Aminim of Rabbi Akiva in the Durham, says, Miyamai lo asisi kapendria the beis haknesses. And that would, again, be the second time that the Rambam is projecting an ideal as the norm, right? So maybe what, if the Kesef Mishnah is correct, right, the point may very well be, also the kanis bahem elo l'dvar mitzvah, which is the, you know, higher standard that Rabbi Lazar ben Shemua held himself to, is in fact the Rambam's projection, not of the ideal, but of the norm itself.
Maybe it's like one of the Pagalos said that he would want people to fear God as much as they fear man. And everyone's like, wait, what do you want them to fear God more? And he's like, yes, but I just said...
Well, that's Gemara Brachos, Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai.
Yeah.
Oh, Gemara Brachos.
Mora
Shemaim Aleichem Gemara Basar Badam.
It's similar that he's just saying that I never shortcut to the big. Which is just what's like
right, but here again, the interesting thing is the Rambam is projecting that as the norm, as if it were, you know, the absolute chiyuv. And this is the second time that we've seen the Rambam do this in this context of taking something which isn't aser by the Gemara standards, but is simply the ideal. Okay, then the Rambam goes on to say, Amisha tarich likanes beis haknesses likros tinok to call his own child or chavero yikanes v'yikra me'at. O Yomar Shmua, V'acharkach Yikra Chaveru Kedei Shalikanes B'Shvil Chafetzav Bilvad. So again, you could go in there to get somebody's attention, but as a base knesses, a makom which is Mukdash L'Dvar Mitzvah, as Rambam just finished saying, Shasu Likanes Bahen Elu L'Dvar Mitzvah. So if you have other motivations for going in, that's acceptable. But again, first you have to, so to speak, pay the toll, but not in the cynical sense. But in the real sense of this is what this place is before, so you should say it's var halacha. You should say a pasuk. Meinu yodeya, yomar l'tinok mina tinokos krali a pasuk shata korebo. Right, the children who would be learning in the Beis Knesset. This is a really fascinating thing. Right, the children aren't sitting in the Beit Midrash, but they're sitting in the Beit Knesset, which is something very important. That's the impression you get from the Gemara Kiddushin, Daf Lamed, various Amoraim, lo toim umta ade. Maisi Yenuka Lebe Knishta, right? So that the children are in the Beis HaKnesses, which is important. So you should say to the child to read the child's pasuk to him. Oh, and then this is my favorite part. Yisha mi'ad b'Beit HaKnesses v'achar kach yetze she'ashiva sham me'iske ha'mitzvosi she'nemar ashrei yoshevei ve'secha. That if you know, you don't know any psukim, you don't know any tosha bal peh, there's nobody else in there who can help you with that. So what do you simply do? To sit there. Sheha yeshiva sham me'iske ha'mitzvosi. That sitting in the Beis Knesset, sitting in a makom shechina is itself a mitzvah. As the pasuk says, ashrei yoshevei ve'secha, happy or praiseworthy are the ones who are yoshevei ve'secha od yaluchasela. So the idea of yeshiva b'makom kedusha yeshiva b'bayis hamuchan latfila itself being something of spiritual value, as the Rambam refers to it as a dvar mitzvah, is probably the highest manifestation of the power of this bayis hamuchan latfila. Where simply your presence there, right, without doing anything affirmative, such as davening or learning, etc. Or you spoke about yesterday the divrei mitzvah, and we said it wasn't random. The kupa tzedakah, the pidyon shvuyim, whether it's shloshet dvarim al amomid, al torah, al avodah, gemilas chasadim, you hit all three. But even if you're just sitting there, that too is a form of service of God. They who only stand and wait also serve.